purpose, success, prosperity, personal, professional, and spiritual growth. Welcome to the Supercharge Your Life Show with Drs. Philip and Jane Montrose. Step outside, breathe, and focus on the big picture. Hi, this is Philip Montrose. My wife and partner, Jane, and I, we help people step up, tap into the heart of success with this Supercharge Your Life Show. Jane?
Yeah, it's a wonderful opportunity. Each week we discuss an area of focus that's important if you want to create a miraculously wonderful life, as we do. And we do it on Sunday evening so that you can start the week off right. So you, right. From now until next Sunday, you have a whole week to focus on our topic. As Philip suggested, the topic is step outside, take a moment to breathe some fresh air, and focus on the big picture.
Right.
Did you want to add something?
Yeah, I just want to add a few more introductory words here. And as I mentioned, we're Drs. Philip and Jane Montrose, and we have 3 decades of experience in the fields of holistic life, coaching, and healing. And we're also published authors, trainers, coaches, and we're the founding directors of IAHP, the International Association of Holistic Practitioners. And IAHP is a heart-centered, a nonprofit organization. It's connected with Awakenings Institute. And we are co-directors, and we offer a wide range of courses, products, and services like this Supercharge Your Life show here today. And there's going to be a lot of actionable tips. Stay tuned. This is a shared awakening. Engage in the show by listening fully. You can comment to open up this space so a new awareness can emerge where a lot of creativity and oneness can happen. Jane?
Yeah. I really love this topic because this is a very simple tip, but it can make a huge difference in your life.
And why don't you repeat the tip, the main focus again, Jane?
Okay. It's step outside, take a moment to breathe some fresh air, and focus on the big picture.
Exactly.
And kind of as an overview, it's easy to get overwhelmed by the small stuff and lose sight of what's really important. Here we have a way to make a habit of, well, first of all, letting go of irritations, those kind of small things that take us away really from our best possible state, and the second point is keeping your energy up with a goal of feeling happy and good throughout the day. And you might wonder, well, why, what's the big deal here? Why is this so important? It's because in each moment, we're creating things that match the energy we're vibrating. And so if you're feeling good, you're creating more things that are going to make you feel good. And when you focus on, say, you want to create a new career or new relationship or more connections with like-minded people, if you're feeling good, you're going to believe that it's possible, and you're going to be actually sending a good message out to the universe rather than, the other side of the coin. When you allow yourself to succumb to stress, fear, hurry, worry, confusion, and those kinds of things, you're creating more of those. And it's kind of funny because earlier in life, I would often experience a lot of stress. And I would be telling myself, well, I have to get this project done. And once this is done, I'm going to be able to relax and take it easy. Well, my life doesn't seem to work that way. There's always something else. And actually with Philip, with us stimulating each other, we always have lots of projects that we're doing. And what I found is once that project was done, then I'd be stressed on the next one until I decided, well, I'm going to settle back a little bit once in a while. And you can do it right now. Just imagine kind of settling back from whatever it is you've been doing and just breathe. Mm-hmm. Nice, beautiful breaths. You can breathe in love. You can breathe in actually whatever you want. And just, you might start to feel yourself coming more into your body. One of the great things about breathing is it actually does kind of take you out of all that head energy and into the body. And then for us, the focus, the primary focus is in the heart to take you into the heart, which is your point of power and truth.
Right.
And if you go outside, we'll talk about the advantages of the other little things that we mentioned there. That can help too, just to change your being a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And expand your view.
Right. And hey, I'm going to give a Walt Whitman quote, since it fits in here so well, the wonderful poet from the 19th century, Walt Whitman. He said, after you've exhausted what there is in business, politics, conviviality, love, and so on, have found that none of these finally satisfy or permanently wear, what remains? Nature remains, to bring out from their torpid recesses the affinities of a man or a woman with the open air, trees, fields, the changes of the seasons, the sun by day and the stars by heaven of heaven by night. Walt Whitman.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
So sometimes we actually physically go out, and sometimes you can in your mind go out, and we're going to do a little visualization, our mud to mountaintop, where you can imagine being at the top of the mountain. It may be a little harder to get to that top of the mountain, but you can go there in your mind, and it recreates it, because as you know, the difference, your mind is wherever it is, whether it's actually outside or in your mind, it still has the same reality functioning, the same effects.
Right. And it just as there are a lot, well, as an overview, everything about us and our connection with everything around us has meaning. So everything in the body has meaning. We adapted a holistic approach because this is so true. And the idea of expanding your view. So if you imagine being in a place with an expansive view, or you actually go to a place, even if you go outside, you might be able to look out a little bit further, certainly, than if you're sitting in an office looking. I mean, right now I'm sitting looking at, and that's fine for now, I'm looking at a wall that's 3 feet in front of me. Well, if I can go outside and be expanding my view so I can see hundreds of feet in front of me, or even dozens of feet, I'm actually expanding my mind too. That they go together. And just like imagining yourself sitting on the beach looking at a beautiful, breathtaking sunset, you know, you're looking out over miles and miles of water, and it's very mind expanding. That's why those things feel so good too, because they take us out of those kind of little details that fill our minds so much.
Right, those extraneous concerns, those details, those obsessive thoughts, thinking over and over again the same thought. As people have said, maybe 60,000-70,000 thoughts we have a day. We're thought-making machines, most of them repeated, habitual, and most of them even negative. So once you know that about yourself, hey, the next thought may be a repeat show over and over. It may be negative. Well, what can I do to break the cycle, break the habit? Well, step outside, breathe, and focus on the big picture. And that may be just stepping outside in your mind if you can't actually physically get outside. And it can be very brief, just taking a moment's walk. And it's going to give you what? What's it going to give you? More clarity, more freedom. Because once you're free and in your mind or outside looking at the sky, looking at the different plants, the buildings, all the variations in nature, the temperature changes. There are a lot more choices there. It's not as limited and as repetitive and as negative as you maybe thought a few moments ago when before you got outside, outdoors, or in your mind. So there are a lot more choices. You want to have choices because that's part of freedom. And that gives you more opportunities for love and fulfillment.
Right. And what we're talking about here is going beyond sharing knowledge. You just kind of say, well, yeah, I've heard this kind of thing before. Yeah, being your body, you know, being the moment power, you know, and all that. That you just hear them and set them aside. The real key that we want people to understand is that what you want to do is change your default ways of being in the world if the ones you have now aren't working for you. So if you're feeling stressed, for instance, often, or if you're feeling anxious or many different possibilities during the day, this is a real practical tip And if you use it, start using it, then it will become a natural thing for you. Like right. Philip said, you can actually change your scene, or you can even sit wherever you are and close your eyes and just imagine that breathtaking view, whatever it is. And people, it's interesting because you probably know, you know, what that special view would be for you.
Right.
You know, maybe it is a beautiful sunset. Maybe you're sitting on a hillside overlooking a beautiful town, or it's, everybody has their own unique vision that is, that just kind of triggers that sense of well-being in them. And right. So the idea is to use these tips, not just to hear them and say, oh, gee, that was nice.
Yeah, make them part of your life, part of your being. And this is, by the way, the Supercharge Your Life show with Philip and Jane Mountrose, in case you're entering late. I need a reminder. And we talked about this idea of getting out of the hurry and worry in a previous show, and going with the flow, which is show number 5 in this Supercharge Your Life show series, which is also a podcast. So we have a lot of references to this, what you can and can't control. A lot of times we get locked into these negative patterns, this obsessive ruminating thinking, because we're stuck in things that we really can't control, you know, the traffic or some kind of external deadline, or the weather, geopolitics, something. We get stuck in that, and then we get lost, or some, or maybe there's some milk spilt, or little oil leaks, or the faucet leaking, little things which are annoying. And we just need to deal with that, and in the right time. We know we can. We've done it in the past. It's not the end of the world. Don't make a mountain out of a molehill. Have positive routines so they are minimized, and take care of yourself with a healthy lifestyle, and then get outside, breathe, and focus on the big picture.
Right. Yeah. It's interesting. If you simplify kind of what your priorities are, if you really want to supercharge your life to create a wonderfully exciting, fulfilling life, our main goal in such a case, which is what we want and what we've done, is to feel good, to be centered, which to us is centered in the heart, the center of your being. You know, just be aware of that, and being more in the moment, which is your point of power. And it's so interesting, that idea of just breathing, taking a few breaths. You're going to be taking those breaths anyhow. Right. Taking special breaths. So it's not like these things that we suggest, many of them take little or no time. Like last week, I think Philip, we had a wonderful guest, Sharon Williamson, with Philip, and they discussed the power of gratitude. And you can also, you can take a few breaths and focus on being grateful for fresh air. You know, gratitude, it doesn't matter, it doesn't have to be anything big for you to vibrate the energy of gratitude, which creates more things to be grateful for. You can right. breathe and be grateful that you can just take a moment and breathe. Or you may have something else. I'm grateful today for whatever it is, that it's a beautiful sunny day, that I got a kiss from my husband when I this morning.
A kiss from my wife. As we mentioned in the last show on gratitude, show 7 in the podcast series here, Supercharge Your Life, the gratitude is that magic elixir. If you have problems, be grateful. If you kind of get bored or you're in the maintenance mode that you have to change the tire or wash the dishes, etc., be grateful. You know, be grateful that you have a car. You know, as I was mentioning, when I lost the keys to my car for a moment, I was really grateful that I had a car and I could find my keys. You'll miss your water when the well runs dry, right?
Right.
Or if something's going well, I mean, go outside and make it better, you know, celebrate, take mm-hmm. in some breaths and make even the good better.
Mm-hmm.
Magic elixir, gratitude.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And if you're feeling good, it's still worth taking a moment to breathe and celebrate, like Philip was saying, you can celebrate your success too. Like, gee, I had a great morning today.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm really proud of myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm making a difference, or whatever it is. There are variations on this, but just that concept of taking, you know, when you, especially if you realize, well, gee, I'm in a momentum. That's another thing. Oh,
you know, kind worry. Of
in a, yeah, worrying and rushing through the day like you're going somewhere other than in this moment, which is really the main focus is like what's happening now, you know, to be able to just take a moment and breathe. It's a great relief if you notice you're in a momentum.
And that also was the topic of our show number 6, Stop Hurry and Worry. And find the good, notice the good. So that's something you can refer back to our other show in our podcast series.
Yeah. Yeah. Then they're all very simple, but they're extremely powerful, which also suggests the other side of the coin is very powerful too. So if you allow yourself to just be in momentums all day, like, oh, I have to get this done. Then I have to go into the grocery store on the way home. And then I need to make dinner. And then I have these other things I have to do before to prepare for tomorrow. And then I have to go to bed and really get some good, solid sleep so that I can get up and do the same thing tomorrow. You know, it's like, whew, it's exhausting.
Right.
And your real job in life is to be where you are. And to make the most of each moment. And you'll right. be much more effective if you're not in a momentum, if you're really in your body. It feels so good.
Yeah, you really ground yourself into the now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, which is the place you want to be, as you well know. How do you get into the now?
Right.
Right now. Yeah. You may want to go outside, breathe, take in some fresh air.
Mm-hmm. And if you're an EFT person, you can tap a little bit. There are many different possibilities. Do you want to do the mud to mountaintop?
Yeah, this might be a good time to do one of our versions of what we call mud to mountaintop. This is a very useful, handy, easy to do visualization. I'll guide you through it and talk a little bit about some of the meaning of it, of the idea of when we are stuck in those habitual thoughts and those irritations, lost, overwhelmed, obsessive thinking, etc. We're in the mud, another way. So we're in struggle, we're in hurry and worry. We feel restricted, negative thinking, restricted emotions, few possibilities. So that's, you know, really heavy stuff, that mud, that mire, the muck that's weighing us down that we can't get out of, or so we think, or so we imagine. If we don't, and again, remember, you want more choices. So how do we do that? In the visualization, imagine yourself lifting up whatever is the easiest way for you to a wonderful mountaintop and seeing the world from this higher place, this bigger picture place, and all that you can take in.
And I like to imagine breathing in lighter energy, you know, yes. kind of like just rising out of the mud, and all that muddy stuff can just drip off of me. It just feels so good.
And I'll just kind of guide you through, now that you just know the basic gist of it, just a short, brief experience here, which I encourage you to participate and engage in. And you may want to be with your eyes closed, so in case you're moving, this wouldn't be the time to do that, but you can imagine it. But if you can close your eyes safely, that may help you relax and slow down your brain waves, and so you can be more receptive as your body relaxes more and more. And you might want to imagine a time that you did have a challenge, a difficulty. You were in the mud, there was struggle, there was resistance, things weren't working out. There was some kind of fear or doubt or sadness or such. It seemed very difficult at that time. You might have felt frustrated or angry or confused. And it was like being in the mud, stuck in the mud, stressed, anxious, maybe no way out, very hard to get around and move. Very little seemed possible. And then you may recall when you've been there, and then allow your mind to gaze back into the past, and these feelings come to you if they haven't already, and know that you don't have to stay there. You don't have to stay in the mud. You can rise up. You can leave it all behind as you become lighter and lighter. Just with that thought, that possibility invites you, lifts you. And as it lifts you, you breathe. Good. And imagining yourself gently rising out of the mud, drifting safely upward And as you drift upward in the way that's right for you, you find yourself atop a wonderful mountain, a beautiful mountain where the air is clean and crisp. There's a beautiful view. Everything is just right. You can see 360 degrees all around. It's incredible. And you're in this breathtaking view, the sky, the heavens above, just taking it in with the wonderful elevated feelings and open mind. And the world can be quite beautiful. So much is possible from this mountain summit. You're powerfully connected with everything and everyone. And your possibilities are vast as the view. You're feeling more love, gratitude, connectedness, joy, and more. It's wonderful. As you have those deep breaths of clean, fresh air, feeling it filling your lungs. There's a breeze. It's nurturing. The sun is just the right temperature. Your awareness expands, and maybe there's some challenge. There's some guidance of any challenge that you may have been experienced, like you focused on a little while ago in the mud. So way back then, you might find some kind of insight or awareness of that previous place you were in. Maybe you have that, and it's fine if you don't, because now you have a different perspective atop the mountain. So much creativity, so much possibility, so much connectedness now. From this place of clarity at the top of the mountain, you bring in a higher awareness to help you in your former challenging place. And you see the contrast, you understand it. There's a difference. You don't have to be in the mud. You can stay on the mountaintop. You can use that for more choice, more support, more love and creativity. You can spend more of your time here on the mountaintop. In fact, you can go here whenever you choose to create a more extraordinary, wonderful life to help yourself and other people. So knowing now that you have this experience, it's part of your being, it's a reference now, you can return to it, and you can come back down into your chair, into your seat, wherever you are, and grounding yourself, your feet on the floor, your feet grounded, breathing, using this experience, this wonderful mountaintop, and any insights or energy you want, just the way you wish, going forward into the future.
Wow, that was great.
Mud to mountaintop.
I had a good time.
Well, we had a good time. We hope you did.
Right. And I think one thing to realize about imagery is that images they're like holograms. They're like pictures of reality. You know, that idea also from quantum physics of morphic fields. It's like an image is a whole field of possibilities. So when you're in the mud, you're in a certain field of possibilities, or you could say impossibilities. And you might notice when you're there, you don't have much of a view, right? You just notice you're in the mud. And it's all mud. And as you rise up out of it into that beautiful place, that lofty mountaintop, everything changes. You might notice your posture changing. You might notice that you feel more energy in your body. And the image, everything in the image also has meaning. There might be details you notice in the image that, and you can just ask, well, what does this mean? And allow insight to come into your consciousness. And then just spend time, as Philip suggested, on the mountaintop.
Right. And the morphic field, this energetic field, an idea developed by Rupert Sheldrake, that things are collected by people's experiences over time, and it forms an energetic field, a field of vibration. So there's a vibration field of being, quote, stuck in the mud, being a loser, struggling. That's a kind of field. And you can get to the other field, the field of infinite possibilities of joy and love at the mountaintop and creativity. That more pure potential field where so much more can come in a positive way, as a transformational way. And it's where you want to go for more self-actualizing and self-transcending. So you can do that atop the mountain. You can integrate more with your soul. You can be more creative there as you actualize. You can be more with your purpose. You'll probably have a sense of purpose and mission when you see yourself at the top of the mountain and how you can contribute and have a more meaningful life. And transcend. You're in that transcendent place, the top of the mountain. It's an incredible place.
Yeah.
You're going beyond. You're merging with everything. You're seeing the bigger picture, and you kind of sense yourself as a vehicle for evolution. You're a vehicle for the cosmos, for God, for everything that's who you are at a deeper level, top mountain.
Right. The thing with something like this, too, is the more often you do it, the easier it is.
Right.
So that with that practice of stepping back or pulling back from whatever it is you're doing and breathing, you can just breathe and start imagining yourself on that mountaintop that you know so well.
Yes.
Because you've been going there. And within just a, you know, seconds, you can transform your state in powerful ways.
Right. So we're getting close to the end, I think, here, Jane, in this space of shared awakening, this space of stepping outside, breathing, and focusing on the big picture where your body's more relaxed and your inner senses are more awakened, your positive thoughts and open feelings and open heart and mind. You connect with spirit, with oneness. That's all there for you. And we want to help you make this a way of your being. To use this tip like every week on the Supercharge Your Life show, where we have tips that you can integrate more into your being than just kind of collecting knowledge sort of randomly, of curating this knowledge and making it a priority to be breathing and being on the mountaintop more of your life. Doesn't that sound like a good thing to prioritize?
Yeah. And another thing about this too is when you finish your few minutes of breathing and focusing on the big picture, you also can bring that state with you. And the ultimate really goal with this is to be in that state of connectedness. You could say connectedness with source on the mountaintop, where you're at one with everyone and everything. You know, it is that you want to be in that state of connectedness pretty much all the time if possible. And just relax with it too. You know, it's easy to say, well, you know, I remember it for 2 minutes and then I'm off, you know.
Right.
And I think we've all been there. But the more you do it, you see, this is about, as I mentioned, changing defaults by practicing these things. And you could even write that down. You know, this week I'm going to do this and put it in places, you know, or just say, mountaintop or breathe or something to remind you and put it on sticky notes.
Right.
And focus on it, because if that becomes one of your defaults, it could really change your life.
Right.
Yeah, it's amazing. There are easier ways to enlightenment than sitting in a cave for 10 years.
Yeah, fortunately, you don't have to do that anymore. You can if you want, but it's optional.
Right. And that image is not nearly as, I don't think, as fun as the mountaintop.
Right. So does this seem like a good closing point, Jane?
Yeah, I think it's a very easy concept. You know, just be easy, breathe with it.
Be easy with it. Hey, this Supercharge Your Life show with us, Drs. Philip and Jane Montrose, is brought to you by Awakenings Institute in association with IHP, International Association of Holistic Practitioners. We offer holistic training programs for holistic practitioners in EFT and energy healing, coaching, spiritual coaching, and more. We have many ebooks, publications, and free resources at getthru.org/holistic. Go to getthru.org/holistic to get more resources. And as everyone's aware, we're facing a very challenging time, an existential time where a lot of wicked problems can be overwhelming us through environmental problems, geopolitical problems, so many areas. And yet a small group of people, as Margaret Mead once said, never doubt that a small group of thoughtful, committed citizens can change the world. Indeed, it's the only thing that ever has. So join us weekly on the Facebook Live show and the podcast, link at 2, which we'll put on the notes here on Facebook. And for ongoing tips on success and prosperity for this year, actualized tips, soulful insights, exercises like the Mud Mountaintop visualization, and more. And we invite you to join us in helping to create a more loving world in whatever ways are right for you, to participate in the shared awakening where you bring your attention, your love, your energy to make a difference. It really does. And if you can share the message of love with those around you, together we can change the world.
Have a wonderful week.
Yes, very good.